Thanks, everyone, for joining us today for This Week with the Mayor. Mayor Kranz, I think the first question on everyone's mind is facilities are starting to open up this weekend, so what can people expect?
Yeah, they are, Chris. And again, a lot of the stuff like the Sherwood Community Center is open for ice rentals. And really what I would encourage people to do is to, go online and find out what's open and what's closed. As an example, sharing with the public out there, some of the facilities that still are closed is the Milton Leisure Center and the John Tonelli Arena and the Mattamy Cycling Center and the Milton Senior Center. Those are some of the things that are still closed there, but a lot of it is opening up. And, of course, really what we're encouraging, and you'll find when you go into those facilities that are open, there's, those stickers, as I refer to them, on the floor, keeping your distance and walking one way and all those things that a lot of us are not used to. So things are slowly but surely coming back to the new normal. I wouldn't suggest the normal.
I think one of the other questions that stems from this is that you should always physical distance when possible. But if it's not possible, you should always try to wear a mask. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, there's a bit of controversy around mandating masks and volunteering to wear them. I encourage people to certainly wear them. And I've always found, Chris, and I think most people are the same, if you ask somebody to do it, they will. But if you try and tell them, then there's that pushback sometimes. So I encourage and ask people wherever they can, however they can, certainly wear them, especially when, there's a chance of being a little close to individuals. Certainly, as I referred to it, keeping that hockey stick distance away from one another is really what it's all about if you don't have a mask on.
Time to look ahead to next week. It's Canada Day, obviously, but because of COVID, we can't have these physical events. So everything seems to be shifting online. What can people expect?
Well, it actually starts, online at 9 o'clock in the morning on July the 1st, Canada's birthday. And it continues on until early evening, as a matter of fact, around 8 or 9 o'clock when it's still going on. So just when it'll conclude, I'm not certain. But I know the last that I'm aware of, there's a virtual show at 8 p.m. on July the 1st. So, if you want to stay in, but I encourage people to get out. But when you can, tune in to find out what's going on, not only across the nation, but certainly here in Milton and in Halton. So there's all kinds of stuff, but definitely go online to find out what's going on. So, we got a lot of stuff going in here for sure. And I know, Chris, as you are well aware, that my MFN 101.3 is taking part in singing our national anthem alongside of all of our neighbors. So that should be kind of interesting.
Exactly, Mayor Kranz. We can't wait to play the national anthem at 11 a.m. on Canada Day. Also, we ran a story with Carly Anderson, the manager of cultural services at the town of Milton, and she just expressed her gratitude for the town's partners in helping put this together. So can you reflect on and comment on the community partnership that went into putting this all together?
The community, and especially some of the organized groups, have really been really helpful in this, and they understand it. They just don't want to let Canada's 153rd birthday go by and not to be remembered. But, I predict, Chris, in 10, 20 years from now, some of us reflect back and say, gosh, that was a little bit different, but wasn't it kind of unique when we all got together virtually to still help Canada celebrate its 153rd birthday? It'll certainly be one to remember.
I'm sure you've seen plenty of Canada's birthdays as well. Isn't that right, Mayor?
Definitely. And, of course, in recent years, it's been called Canada Day. But, Chris, believe it or not, I'm of the era when we celebrated at Dominion Day. But it was the same thing, so it just the name has changed. So we've already celebrated this great nation of Canada.
Well, I think that'll do it for us today, Mayor. Anything else you want to touch on before we wrap things up?
No, just I encourage people to get out and enjoy Canada Day and help celebrate our birthday. And we'll keep the community informed as to what's happening next week and look forward to chatting with you next week, Chris. Have a good one.